That night had the news come of Daikos's fall and of the advance of the Inutus, squat, hellish yellow fiends, who 5 years ago had appeared out of the unknown west to ravage the confines of our kingdom and finally to besiege our towns. Having taken the fortified places at the foot of the mountains, their way now lay open to the plateau, unless every citizen could resist with the strength of 10 men. For the squat creatures were mighty in the arts of war, and knew not the scruples of honor which held back our tall, gray-eyed men of Lomar from ruthless conquest. Alos, my friend, was commander of all the forces on the plateau, and in him lay the last hope of our country. On this occasion he spoke of the perils to be faced, and exhorted the men of Ulete, bravest of the Lomarians, to sustain the traditions of their ancestors, who, when forced to move southward from Zobna before the advance of the great ice sheet, even as our descendants must someday flee from the land of Lomar, valiantly and victoriously swept aside the hairy, long-armed cannibal Gnopkas that stood in their way. To me, Alos denied a warrior's part, for I was feeble and given to strange faintings when subjected to